In local news, there's been more orange in the stands at Camden Yards these last few years than ever before. It's not been lost on the Baltimore Orioles, who put together a thank you video for the fans to end their regular season. With the playoffs opening today, WYPR's Mary Rose Madden went to the stadium to see what the production crew in charge of the team's off-the-wall videos has in store for the postseason.
You remember 2 years ago when the Orioles got to the playoffs for the first time in decades?
Hey, Baltimore, thanks from the bottom of our hearts.
The O's marketing team put a video together for the fans. We're glad you came. Players lip-synced, danced, and just goofed off. And the fans, who hadn't seen the baseball playoffs in their hometown in a long, long time, they were shown wearing orange wigs, orange mustaches, and even an orange bodysuit. This year, the marketing team came up with another video. This one is as much a rallying cry as a thank you to the fans. Instead of fans wearing wigs, pitchers Darren O'Day and TJ McFarlane run around Camden Yards in wigs, dancing and singing along with the other players. Greg Bader, who's in charge of marketing for the O's, says they didn't have to twist any arms to get it made.
They totally get what we're trying to do. They all root for each other. They all want to one-up each other, too, at the same time. You know, if they saw somebody doing one part of a video that was hilarious, somebody else wanted to do something funnier.
But what's in a song? In this case, Mike Stashek, the director of Orioles Productions, says We Won't Stop captures the team's promise that they're going to leave it all out on the field.
That's the message. We're not done. We're going to keep going.
Their best-selling t-shirt is emblazoned with We Won't Stop. It's become a Twitter hashtag to keep fans in the loop, and there are We Won't Stop rallies all over the city with former players and the Orioles bird. So if this video is for the fans, what's happening inside the clubhouse to rally the team? Bader says the team's manager knows just how to get into his players' heads.
Buck is definitely an expert motivator. He knows how to get these guys' attention, whether it's before the season with a really special video that Stosh and his crew helped create, or whether it's bringing in special speakers. I'm sure Buck has plenty planned. He feels very passionate about making sure that the players are properly motivated, properly have the context of how to approach a postseason game and how to approach when the pressure's on, how to handle that pressure.
This is a team that plays ping pong, cornhole, and smashes a pie in the face of a player after an exceptional game. That is the camaraderie that fans see in the videos, and that's paid off with an array of baseball players who have stepped up from the shadows. Stashek says there's a new hero every night. He previews the latest video his staff is working on for the playoff games, one fans will see tonight. It's a montage of players' home runs. Stashek says his team is hustling to put the finishing touches on their production work, but he's not as worried about this as he used to be.
During playoff time, I learned in 2012 I was so nervous, but once the fans showed up, we didn't have to do anything. This place was rocking without us, so the pressure's off. I'm just excited. I can't wait to see the sold-out place rock it.
So is Camden Yards ready to take off? I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting from Utah Street for 88.1 WYPR.